That's right, interrupting the current neo-coronial cricketism to bring you Behind the Woodshed. This is Cricketude Busting episode BTWRLM 397. Yes, folks, it's on you. It's time to respond. You're going to have to. There's nothing more I can say about that. Preparing people for over a decade now. Not on just talking about the noise and the news and all the stuff. I'm saying there's something you're going to have to respond to, and here's a couple of, I think, really good ideas. And I've had to stick with them because not many people, if anybody, no one, I'll just have to say, I won't always give a hesitation to what I'm offering. Nobody has offered anything different. And I watch a whole world locked down. It's fascinating to me, and there's no real good reason for it. I really can't believe this. I think we're going to find out. I'll go through really quick today on some things. There's just so much. Like I was telling Sound Minds, I've just got an overachiever on the links this week. Again, a lot of it I'm just going to bundle together, give you the idea. If you want to understand this information, the blogcaster will have all the links that to give you the idea, the background of what's happening and how to address it, how to figure out this. What you've been facing has just been a fraud, been put on you by a few people, well-organized, well-funded, like every other thing that's come on you. And it's going to be something you're going to have to address. You're going to find out, essentially, that it's coming on more. I want to say something here quickly about this vaccine. It is the pandemic. It's what they're going to... Remember, the vaccines cause shedding. And this caused me to think about a week ago. I'm trying to think, okay, what's coming up now? When they start going to vaccines, people are going to be shedding. You will get a novel virus now because they've banned it's a GMO that they're now spreading around. So don't underestimate the plan and how it works and how it facilitates itself. Remember, a long while back when they changed this definition, the WHO definition for pandemic was, in paraphrase, a DNA unit transferring DNA to a DNA unit being a novel contagion. Okay? Now, after a while, I got realizing what they were talking about and how... When you get down and you figure out how they implement this thing, that it was a GMO, a gene-modified organism, allowed by the Biodiversity Treaty Convention, which was allowed by the UN, all right? This is all in supposed law. It's international provisions. It's not law at all. Made by non-governmental organizations doing governance, not government, subverting government, essentially. That the novel man-made vaccine is the pandemic, by the definition of the WHO, where the doctor, being a DNA unit, was injecting the patient, so-called, the victim, with a GMO into a DNA unit that transforms and transmutes and transcribes the victim, the patient. And then that victim sheds. And so beware coming on. The flu, do not diminish, I suppose, here the problem. Even though this whole thing that they're using is a fraud, they're utilizing very real tools to impress people with their power of rightness. And so, okay, just understand, we have an ongoing problem. We're under attack. We will have to be looking forward. We have to be looking forward. And I hope you hear Behind the Woodshed. I've been dedicated to doing all that to keep us more mobile and to keep us, maybe the 20 million that don't get it, but remember, there's more things to, they don't want any hesitancy, and you'll hear about a lot of that as well. But moving on a little quickly to some of the comments, 12th Soul says, "Hal, I'm listening, yet I cannot even like your vids because I'm prevented by YouTube." Yeah, see, we're getting a lot of censorship. Thank you for listening. Thank you. I want more people to listen because I'm afraid they're not. They need to listen, and they're going to walk themselves into some trouble. And those of us that have the ability to be able to formulate ideas on advocating for a better path or however we need to, because we're dealing with my interpretation right now, we're in an immature mindset. We've been placed into an immature mindset, and that's not an excuse. So we have to figure out how to talk to people that may be, well, they think they're functioning adults, if you will, adult insects here. No, but we're not. And so, and I see that. I just watched it. The whole condition that we're under, I watched a dysfunction going on. Anyway, going on to say here, because I'm prevented by YT, your talks bring me something. Thank you. Well, thank you very much for responding. Thank you for the comment. I understand that's supposed to do something. Yeah, I noticed on Sound Minds, I don't even think there was any even thumbs up or thumbs down. They took those away too. So whatever is out there doesn't speak to me. It certainly doesn't do it straight up. And some of you are feeling, as you've told me, you think that this broadcast gets a lot better coverage than the numbers would say. Now, I don't know that, but I have to accept something there. I do see very disparaging positions between the different platforms, all of which I think are compromised in any way. However, we got to get out somehow. And so your comment is appreciated. Thank you very much. I'm doing my best to bring everybody something. Again, I can't speak to anybody in particular until you let me know. And at some point, there's so many people that need help. It is becoming a bit of a load here, but we'll have to work through that. And so we can't give that up either. Daryl Miller over at RLM Chat, thank you. One of the few that went there. Our own home network at YT doesn't even get hardly any coverage. So if you call it censorship or whatever they're doing, it certainly I'm being affected. And I only have one little balance against the numbers. Is when I was on Oracle Broadcasting, I would have live listeners up to 500. And when I went, and I was, I think I'm still actually there. I can't remember, TalkStream Live or something. There was a live focus, live representation of all of the, it was a feed from everywhere giving a rank. And many times I was in the top five across the internet for Shoutcast. And now I come here and I got 15. Now, I'm not at Oracle no more, and I don't know what that meant. But the point is, yeah, I've seen a big drop, and I don't know what it's caused by. And people should, like, they make it, if you make it, they'll come. No, they don't. Or you are out there, and I'm just not seeing and hearing it, and I'm not watching. Here's my importance to me. Not that you're all just listening. You're taking steps to defend yourself. And I'm not just I'm hunkering down or preparing like, you know, the prepper. That you still have to do that. I'm talking the step up. Because you're having to defend a territory that you don't understand, really almost taken over. And so before I get too far, we've got a lot of ground to cover today. Again, they're not vaccines, folks. These are weapons, and they are going to be the next iteration of the attack. It's not just the PCR being numbers in supposed cases. Remember, all the evidence is there to tell us what's coming. If we would just go ahead and understand that and don't just put that away, slip that under the rug like we have nothing to do. And so anyway, any of those of you listening, watch out for this vaccine coming. They want it. They don't want anything that would do, again, your sniffly, sneezy, coffee head, achy, stuffy head medicine so you can rest stuff. No, they don't want any of that. And so, as I think about that here, you need to go look at the Tulis report lawsuit because that case is it. The governor defaulted. All right? I don't know what that says to people, but there's two problems right there. Not only did the governor default and not answer, and remember, now compare this to every other case where the governors were answering. This case, they didn't answer. Right? I've told you about how to do this and how to make it so that they really have trouble answering. So here's two problems. One is the governor didn't answer. He's in default. Absolutely straight up. The other party, they're in default too, but they've got a little bit of a lifesaver that was thrown to them that has to be worked through at this point. But the governor definitely is in default in that mandamus case. Here's the other problem. You look close enough, the attorney general is to defend the state at every lawsuit. You have a dereliction of duty in the attorney general, who's actually in the judicial branch, if you don't get the non-separation of branches here. And so the attorney general did not defend the state. And the only thing I can tell is that complaint is absolutely, they can't see, the attorney general has to sign and certify to what they say. They have no defense. And so, not to prove it, I'm telling you, there is a way to approach this. You're on the right side of history if you would just set up yourself. It's almost coming to the point now, folks, with the way I see this. You're going to, that habeas I'm telling you to have, you're going to have it in your pocket, like I said before, the last couple meetings, broadcasts ago, and you're going to almost have to hand it to anyone who confronts you that you can't get back down. You're going to have to anticipate what the statute says. It says when you get arrested, you're supposed to be brought before a magistrate. You're going to have your license to that magistrate. And you're going to have to flip the burden right there. If this is coming down as forcefully as it looks like it might be, with everyone, all the governments doubling down now, because no one's responding really against it. And now we see one state won't even answer to what I consider to be probably the most proper way to address it, even though it's not a habeas. As I said, for those of you in habeas, just take the Tullius Report mandamus petition and look at the first 8 pages and adapt all that to what you need. And be specific on looking at what happened there to know what your letter was that you sent to start the process to make it immediate for you to have response to it and remedy. And so imperatively, we're coming down to this thing where they're not backing off. They're doubling down. I hope to get to that here real quickly. We'll get to that right now. I want to move a little bit from the COVID into something else that's very important. Again, it shows you, to me, it's dynamics. I don't even have to agree with some of this. I can just tell you that we're in a big problem in lots of places, and we can see it in different areas. So I want to just refer us back to John Rappaport's blog. He says here, blistering press conference for the ages. That was after he's wanting to know from Sidney Powell, what the heck's going on? Where's the evidence with this all this election stuff? And I want to remind everybody, the electors have not spoken, and you're noticing that they're not speaking, that we're also the city, most of the jurisdictions have backed off a certification. There's a process that's going on. And there was this, right after John asked, where's the, you know, essentially where's the beef from Sidney Powell, who is Trump's campaign and election attorneys challenging what's going on. They came out with that press conference. And that wasn't really that interested, but it's interesting. I'm going to play for you something that came right in the opening statements of Giuliani presenting something that I want to apply now back over to COVID when we get there. As I was saying, you can see this, whatever these things going on across the country, all the same, no difference, same execution, it's a plan. I'm doing this because I want you to understand it's a plan. There's a global, I don't know how they're pulling it off, but they're doing it. There's a global plan, and if you don't meet it, it's going to take you out. It's going to change. They're making it change your world. They're transforming. They're going to call it the reset. I told you it's not. If you go look, and I just did a quick check. If you look up, they use the thesaurus. Go look at reset in the thesaurus, and there's only one word that pops up that are different than anything you think a reset is, and it happens to be the word transform. And so this is how they're using language against us. When they say reset, they're using the thesaurus meaning for transform, and you'll notice when we get to the document, it's about a transformation. They're not resetting a thing. They're moving you into another reality, and it's not under government. And this COVID is not under government. And the governments are not being in the government. In fact, they're violating the government. Even the judiciary is doing that. So a blistering press conference for the ages. Right after John Rappaport put the question, where's the beef, Sidney, they came out with a press conference. You need to listen because it shows the press is acting like a bunch of little kids. It's like we're just an immature society anymore. And the press doesn't understand what's going on, and I think it was Jenna Ellis explains to them, you're looking for evidence, and we haven't even been in a court case yet. You don't even understand what the process is. And so we're looking at, you're watching, witness, the society who doesn't understand even what they're supposed to be looking at, purporting to be journalists, purporting to be telling you certain things. And I'm not talking about, oh, you can't believe what they're saying. I'm saying you have to understand how they're failing you and what that means and what that might be telling you. You have to do. You're not going to do it against a journalist. You're going to look at whether or not something that they're lying to you is not exposing some other problem that you do have to deal with. Like I told you, the COVID, for me, I don't respond to the COVID itself. I'm responding to all those that are responding to the COVID. And that sets up a whole other dynamic than it's really not actionable in some regard. You're fighting yourself as a people. So he asked us, he wants to identify this blistering conference. I'm going to tell you, I listened to the whole thing. I was intrigued of what they were being told. And what they were saying at that press conference, Giuliani and Sidney Powell and Jenna Ellis, I think, and whoever else was there, the attorneys, the lawyers, whatever, for Trump, they're telling you something. And if it's true what they were saying, to me, I guess I was interested more, is I identified the voter fraud for myself, with nobody else. way back in the early 90s, when they used the other style of machine that I told you about, the EEPROM and the ultraviolet light and the hookup to the internet, which was at a baud rate, not at what they have now, that they could reprogram those machines at any time. And so that sold it for me. I was already teetering on voting at that time. That broke it for me. I realized it was, and they wouldn't let us see the source code. They would not let us see that. That's the same problem today. Only now it's caught up on a national stage. That's why I'm sort of interested in this a bit. This is the function, and you're going to, and I think, I'm just going to say it, Sidney Powell sounds righteously indignant, and they know something. I'm just going to put that out there. And I'm now more intrigued to wait and watch what comes out of this. Because you're what, I told you this year we would see, things would bubble up this year that any one of us who got interested in any of these things could actually grab it as a baton and run to start to help to stop the problem that's going to destroy us as a people. And it's going to destroy lots of people, not just the United States. You're watching in Canada. They're doing a sprint right now. In fact, I think Frumpy last week in the RLM chat was saying if I got this correctly, he just couldn't believe it could go this far in this, and hope, you know, eventually someone would figure it out and stop it. And he's realizing, no, it's running. It's like I told you, it's the tsunami. And no one's got a surfboard here either. And this is the problem. They're moving like a freight train now. And I told you this was coming. I don't know why people deny me about this and don't kind of look in their way, look for their care to watch it out, where they need to go. I still believe and understand, and I'm really convicted, the COVID allows us the end that no other one can do, actually, because it affects each one of us, and there's this simple little habeas remedy we can start to get into. But I want to tell you, as we do this, and you start to learn how to do this, and a lot of you say you're afraid. I agree. I understand all that. It's unfamiliar. There's a fear factor. You got to feel that your freedom and your liberty and your way of life is more important than your fear. And I know you're unfamiliar. I can just, as I get the emails, you're unfamiliar. I'm trying to guide you through what you do. And I'm hoping if you would just take those steps, just take the steps, that starts to make you more familiar. It'll never get rid of the, listen, I try to avoid it all now. I've realized what I need to do, and I do pretty well. I avoid even with the agencies and the mining and the public lands and the public domain. I deal with it on the agency side. I don't have to deal with the courts. When I have to, don't believe that I'm just standing there, the stalwart of whatever, you know, righteousness, that I'm not without my own fear. It's an intimidating thing. You'll never lose that. I don't think I've ever walked before an intense case that your legs start to shake a bit. Not a lot, but you feel it. You feel the tension. That type of fear, I don't know what, it's not really a fear either, but it's a fear in a way. It never leaves you. So don't think that you're going to be all cleared up. You'll know it all. You'll be fine and it'll be done. This is an intimidating, you're literally in the war, and you get the sense of it when you finally engage. To do that, you have to build yourself into it. If you would follow what I'm asking you all to do, go find the statutes that I'm asking you to find. Take the time it takes to read them. And thank you for one of the emails I haven't got to here. Writing it down. I was so pleased to hear that. That's so much what I did when I started learning. This is like before the internet, before I had a computer. Everything I read that just struck me as something will speak to you that says it's important, I wrote it down. And that does something. It's a whole different learning capacity. Writing it down, it really sets the memory. Your mind has a time to work with it. And so as you do this stuff, you're going to get more familiar on what's expected. Right now, nobody knows what's expected. Just follow the steps I'm asking. A lot of the fear I hear you talking to and what you're working through starts to, those barriers start wearing down. And you got to remember what you're there for. I just, my mind just thinks of the harm that's going on, and I kind of get beyond myself, and it's not about my fear, it's about I'm going to have to stop something. And a lot of the stuff is not, I'm not even stopping things that really affect me. I just know that it could eventually, and I certainly can't believe that it doesn't affect others, and I see the evidence that it does affect others. Look at these countries. Look at everybody being destroyed right now. And it's all because we're being crickets, and we have all the power to not be crickets. But let me show you this very first part of this. Right out of the gate, Giuliani's talking, and he makes an observation. And I'm only going to go a few minutes here, a moment or two, And then I'm going to show you something on how this is a guy, whether I like him on some levels or not, he's known. He's not known to not be able to get things done. He's credited with taking down the mafia somewhat, I suppose, on his own. So Sidney Powell, the same way, she has her history as one of more of a, you know, a lawyer, someone who's a real advocate. So these people are speaking with a conviction that speaks to me a bit. I don't know the scam behind all of this stuff, and I don't know the in and outs about what's going on, but there's some real things going on behind the scene that I think I get from Sidney Powell for sure. But we're going to focus on Giuliani's statement. But I want you to be, don't listen to what he says, and then I want you to be free and apply what he says to what you're watching outside of the election. Here it goes. Let's see. Can I get this?
And what emerged very quickly is it's not a singular voter fraud in one state. This pattern repeats itself in a number of states, almost exactly the same pattern, which to any experienced investigator, prosecutor, would suggest that there was a plan from a centralized place to execute these.
Okay, you heard that. Things happening all over the country repeated, the methodology repeated, everything going to, like, as if there's a plan, and you, an investigator or a prosecutor would accept the sameness of the diversity of places acting the same as a plan. Now, I've told you this behind the woodshed about COVID. I want you to look at that again here. Here we have totally different. They're talking about the election and what, wait for the electors, wait for all that to happen. I'm not sure all that's going to come down. I'm not really, that's going to happen the way it's going to happen. But watch the dynamic. You're watching this in the election cycle. You're watching how people get taken down because you're not vigilant against stopping the incursions. When I identified at least a potential problem with the voting machine, we were shut down and shut out. Same, it's no different today, but now it's a national scale. We have some fundamental problems in this country, and they're actually fundamental problems around the world that we could be using to motivate us, depending on our what we are interested in. You just heard Giuliani, who's looking into a problem, saying that an investigator or a prosecutor, when they see a consistent action throughout an area, in this case the nation, they can have to look at it as there's an underlying plan. Now I want you to say, apply that rule to COVID, where the nation, not one governor denounced, not one public health authority has found the infectious agent causing the flu-like symptoms, the sniffly, stuffy, head achy medicine stuff. None. That wasn't the limit of it. It went to countries. The absences in the countries around the world. If I use this definition that Giuliani just put up that keeps them on it, that will cause them to go digging up what appears to be coming, some real evidence of some real international intrigue, if nothing else, fraud on the highest levels, attacking the people and what they think is their difference in the world, in any democracy, if you will. That is also working in the COVID. That definition would leave an investigator and a prosecutor to think there was a plan. Now, what's the problem with COVID? No prosecutor across the country, no lawyer, no attorney has actually attacked the plan relative to the sameness across every jurisdiction globally. Okay, so we don't have a different definition here for COVID, and yet we don't see anybody stepping, making a press conference saying they've got the goods. And the goods are real simple, and I've told them what they are. You have nothing to produce here. The goods are absent. The goods were the obligation of every one of these jurisdictions to produce before they acted. They're acting without jurisdiction, and therefore they're acting also without authority. You might say, oh, jurisdiction, authority, that's the same. No, it's not. Subtly different. When you understand these subtleties, you'll start seeing how this all works out and how I come to the point of where I can attack it when I see failures. If you want a limited form government that doesn't oppress you, you're going to have to keep it there. And COVID offers that. COVID, Giuliani just pointed out how an investigator or a prosecutor, which he's been both in his life, and successfully so, would have to take the sameness of action across jurisdictional boundaries as, we'll use the word, the conspiracy, wouldn't it be? To do what now? Conspiracies are not necessarily criminal, but to defraud people or harm people, irreparably harm people, to act outside the law, then you better say there's a law, otherwise there's nothing you have to complain against being violated. That this is now coming to the point where it took people to stand up, and I'll say these people are pretty much at a high risk relative to the machine that was up against that caused all this fraud to come in. It almost got away with it type stuff, but there was enough people watching that then spoke. And this is what I've been speaking to you about behind the woodshed and what bothers you. You have to stand up and speak about it. And I've said you've got to do it in a particular way so you don't want to get yourself in trouble or make yourself the target, any greater target than you will. But when you come with the truth, there's a spirit behind it, there's a factual thing about it, and you come open with it, and there's a bit of, I would have to say, a protection. It's not absolute, but it's there. But I don't use that if there's no fear there. It's just a matter of, you've got to be practical about how you approach this. That you see the reflection of what might be coming in this little report here, recounts across the country waiting to be certified. Now the elections that look like they were in the bag are now being held back. You're watching a cause and effect. This is the same to me as the Tulis Report. You go to Tulis Report, look it up on the internet, go find the petition, and go read that and wonder why the governor didn't answer, which is like certifying that he has something to answer. Okay, I see a reflection. It's all the same here to me. This modus that you would look like, modus operandi that you look at as an investigator, prosecutor, is the same one I analyze on the other side for whether or not we've got them in the trap, and they know it. And it's still not justice, right? It still needs to be set forth and move forward. That's why I say the more of you together that start stepping up properly to support these kinds of things, the more momentum we start to gain back against it. But you see the balk that's now happened relative to the certification. I told you, I don't have a dog in this fight at all that way or another. We're going to live under the one impression or another. It'll be a little looser chain than another until the society figures out they're not supposed to be wearing those chains. Some of us know that, and some of us know that and take action to maintain that where we can. And I've explained lots of what I try to do here behind the woodshed with you, or what we do when I don't, during the week, when I'm not doing what we're doing. So moving on, I got to move a little quicker here. We find out now with this hesitation, what they talk about is Dominion voting systems. It's no different to my mind than the machine I found was back in the 90s, I can't remember the year, 93 to 95, was completely reprogrammable. This was on the fly, this Dominion system. When they were asked to come before the Pennsylvania State House Committee, they declined to show up. And so what about election vote harder? No, this is a systemic incursion, a cancer that was in the system and exploited. No different than I've been explaining to you the systemic cancer that's come into the system by the Bar Association, university system, sustainable development by any of its names, the processes by which they've subverted your laws, the processes by which they put your property under servitudes that you haven't understood, and the process that they're slowly moving you outside of being a property yourself, or the property they control, or having property which you could need to defend, so they don't have to give you law. Due process is the only law you got right now, I think, give you that. And if you go look at what's going on back over to Tennessee in the Tulis case, the Supreme Court itself is the culprit. We're now just outing that. That's now going to be outed about how that is set up. And so it seems to me telegraphing why there's no response, why the governor didn't come to the committee meeting, why you're not going to hear too much of the people, why would even Biden defend if he knew it was legitimate. Now against what Trump is trying to do, if it was such a bad deal. I don't care about these people. You're looking at the evidence of systemic corruption that's been in there for many, many decades. Finally came to the top, that is in there, that's allowing COVID, that's in there, that's allowed your property taxes to be what they are, that any governmental imposition on a free people. It's all there being now brought to the top if you will just start skimming the nonsense off the top and start dealing with it. It's there for us. So when push comes to shove, those that are providing this, the voting systems don't want to talk to the legislature. I don't know where this goes. I'm telling you, this is just evidence of the problem, right, that we have been allowing. The representatives and leaders are not, folks. They've duped us all. Okay, I said all. Some of you get triggered. Stop all that. Just understand I'm talking in generalities always. And I'll listen. And when you get involved, you'll know. You know what I'm saying. So it's not even, you know, I'm not even talking to you. Those that are really doing stuff and not trying to use that you think you're doing stuff as a cover to feel triggered yourself. But, okay, so moving on. Lots to do here. How the U.S. military buys location data from ordinary apps. The U.S. military is buying granular movement data of people around the world, harvested around the world. Did you catch that? Around the world, this is already set up. Harvested from innocuous-seeming apps. Motherboard has learned from this story. The most popular app among the group Motherboard analyzed connected to this sort of data sale is a Muslim prayer and Quran app. So they want to focus on that. I just wanted to highlight for you, you're not Muslim, you're a terrorist by 9/11, trading, Patriot Act, yeah, trading with the enemy act. It's funny how my mind jumps to where the sources are. With the Patriot, P-A-T-I-R-O-T Act. That's, again, hindsight, Operation Hindsight 2020, right on you, folks. Don't think it's on the good. It's on the Muslim. No, it's on you. This is an interconnected world right now, and if you don't take that serious, it's why I get people are saying thank you for all the suggestions and the thoughts about how we pull together a communication system. I'm maybe not the most neutral observer here. I've read too much to understand. We're going to have a difficult time pulling together some communication system that's not going to be destroyed, infiltrated, controlled. It's not impossible. But I haven't seen the problem, some answers yet. So we're already in the prison. It's a matter of how we're going to deal within the prison as prisoners until we can break ourselves out. And if we don't know the lines of communication that do that, and I'm offering one, the habeas, as one of our more simple ones that we don't have much of work to do once we establish the fraud, and then bat away everything that's smoke, and turn on the fan in the room to blow the smoke out of the room, that the government will come if they show up. You hear now. If you do it right, then apparently the government and the attorney general do not want to show up. This is fascinating. And this is not the first time this has happened to me relative to lawsuits. So I'm getting a little bit better at how to pull this together. And this is what happens. I think it's like the fourth or fifth case I've helped on where the attorney general will not show up to defend the state. And all that is for looking at the fundamental law that I talk to you is savings provisions. And you don't speak around all this other nonsense. You bring it right at them. Find the duties and obligations, and you bring it right at them. But let's move on here quick. Lots of stuff. Very important stuff to tie together. So the military is there again getting apps. They want to make you think it's some Muslim in the Middle East. No, it's you, folks, and it's global. Another admission here. Just advance it. This is a military occupation. You don't think it is. That's why the military was, I told you, why the military was helping. They go through they think you're an animal, you're a human. They're going to do veterinary services. They're going to help those testers. They're going to stick that swab in your nose. Who knows what they're giving you or breaking down in you, or that the test itself is just the means to make it worse. Right? Oh, the numbers, the cases. And no one knows and looks and says that the test is not a case. And then they don't take that right out of the statute and say, well, the test is not a case. What are you doing here, through fraud? How are you supporting your... You can't support yourself by fraud. And so, it's not that hard here. German doctor raided by armed police during live YouTube stream. This is, again, the government's willing to pull this stuff off. South Australia has revoked its draconian lockdown, which banned people from even walking their dogs after it was revealed that just one person lied as a contact tracer. The doctor here that or the was on YouTube and a link, you watch, so it's even happening as I read this in Australia. The stories I notice here as I'm reading this, they start with a different location and then they get to their story. So maybe I've got something weirded out here. Anyway, German doctor raided. I watched the video. They just come in and we don't even know what the charges are. This is what I was telling you about having the habeas. It's global. This overthrow is global. All governments know to do it. This by Giuliani's identification and statement that any investigator, prosecutor would know to look for, it's a plan. It has a central core. The central core needs to be found out and extricated. This global attack by the military police, and you'll see they're in SWAT teams and stuff like that, this is a plan. It's happening all over the place. Moving on, The housing authority installs the ISORON surveillance cameras in low-income housing. How they keep track of you. I told you that aircraft. Next, you will hear that they're now putting this stuff down local on the streets because they found that the aircraft, which they got their foot in the door with, high-tech, high-expense, didn't work to stop murders. I told you, they're going to now have it down in the cities. Here it is. Eye of Sauron. They advertise it as the Eye of Sauron surveillance system. When you see what the company ties it into, you'll realize it's all the same things we're going to talk to in a few minutes that you've heard. Your whole life is integrated into these surveillance things. Story says here it's hard to get past the grade school mentality that this video title, which attempts to justify installing surveillance camera everywhere, is pro-vigil good. That's all it says. And pro-vigil's crime is bad. We stop crime. Pro-vigil's good video is probably one of the most ironic videos I've ever seen. The writer says here about mass surveillance. 5 seconds in the video, they boast that they are watching, always watching everyone. We'll go on. You can read this for yourself. This is a fact coming down. You have to understand this is what the dynamic against you. If you're sitting in what you want to do and trying to find the remedy, is this going to affect you? No. What I told you is the overall lockdown keeps coming and the pressure keeps coming slowly, incrementally. And so this is showing you, I told you it was going to go from the sky, eye on the sky, to the eye on the ground. They're going to get it closer. Here's the story. It wasn't even a week and a half, 2 weeks later now. Governments launch cyber warfare over citizenry to overcome vaccine hesitancy. Now we're moving back into the COVID stuff. They're not going to go away. They think you're hesitant. You better have a word in your mouth about one of the first things you come out. It's not hesitancy. I'm here to arrest your fraud. You turn that on fraud immediately. And you better have a little list of things that real sharp behind it. Like you haven't found the infectious agent and there's no certification, so I'm challenging those orders too that you think you're working under, and that color of law that you're working under is a felony, and you better have that statute from your state. Extortion or coercion. It's under property law or your rights interventions. They sound similar to what everyone wants to keep spouting the federal side, which you shouldn't be doing, with the Title 42, 241, 242, which originates as a Ku Klux Klan law. So be careful what you think you're putting out there. But locally, you'll have your local law will talk to extortion or coercion or conversion of property or rights, and you'll speak through that. You better have that in your little small 3x5 card. You should have a habeas, for the most part, written maybe on two sides of one. You can do it, I guess, small print. Nice legible print should be able to fit a nice little habeas on a 3x5 card that you'll have in your pocket that you take to anybody that looks like a cop. And you hand it to him, say, oh, I need to get to court. These people are committing felonies against me. You better understand this dynamic. And don't do it because I'm saying it. You better understand the process that's appearing to be a necessity in the future until we get this thing handled. That governments launched cyber warfare against citizenry to overcome vaccine hesitancy. Governments, folks. Again, an investigator and a prosecutor who looks at this and says every government doing it at the same time must be a plan. And I'm here to tell you, from all the people that have been sending me emails and said, where do I start? Those that I can, that don't have the information, that don't understand, to listen to me a little closer and say, go look in your state's laws for communicable disease and start there, or epidemic, start there, then expand to some of your rules, but start with the communicable disease laws for your public health authority. That's where you start. You find out that there's not a hesitancy here that you can put in your mouth more than a fraud that's upon you that you can stop. And once you stop it, then there is no vaccine hesitancy because they have no mitigation ability. I've told you where the key is. You start arguing about the mitigation factors and you give them the authority to continue the factors. You properly move against the fraud. It vitiates everything they do until they show that they have done what? Complied to that communicable disease statute the legislature dictated, mandated to the executive through its agencies to do. What am I doing? I'm just applying what I'm told, the way this so-called democracy was set up. The government of tripartite branches that were supposed to be co-equal, we'll find one case here that says, oh, but they're overlapping a little bit. Okay, we'll exploit all of it. I don't care. I don't care anymore about how what the excuse is. I have figured out something that seems to penetrate every piece of armored excuse, whatever they want to do, so far. And so I don't know what more to think. I'm dismayed that more people aren't even flexing their muscles to reengage themselves, to put themselves out, to stop the harm against others that really may not be capable. Governments launch cyber warfare. So in your, again, we're back to the digital overthrow, the digital transformation. They've co-opted this as a weapon. And, again, silent weapons for quiet wars. I keep talking about that document. I'd forgot about that till that moment. It's in my blogcaster every week. If you want to go read through, yeah, it's a little obscure when they get into electrical circuits. However, go look at the other things if you don't understand those, and you'll see there's a digital place for you that they've made, and you're going to plug yourself in, or they'll plug you in. And if you don't have how to work all that back out eventually here, you're watching how they're pulling that all together, and we're going to see the word fusion coming up as one of the architects may be speaking to us. Moving on here, move from COVID now into other health-related things, which are comorbidities and problems that may be causing problems that we don't know, but new research adds evidence that glyphosate disrupts hormones. Evidence suggests that Roundup Monsanto, I haven't used that term for a while, have I? But well-known glyphosate-based herbicides can alter the biosynthesis of the sexual hormones. And then we wonder why we have so many people that are confused, supposedly confused, with gender identity today and whatever all else, and the soy boy comment and all this other thing I see. Folks, we can call people names and we can start understanding maybe we're being manipulated as a society to be dysfunctional and to cause this upon us. This story about the biosynthesis of sexual hormones is not even new. What I'm pointing out here is it's now another report coming out. There's more evidence and research adding to the worrisome evidence of concern that the widely used weed-killing chemical glyphosate may have potential to interfere with the human hormones, and it's now almost ubiquitous. Why here? At the very end of this story is where it gets me. My whole thing about glyphosate, which is really, it's a boiler descaler is what it is. It's a mineral binder. And so it binds up with stuff in the soil, but it also has these other part things in it that actually work counter to our hormonal system, is that they say at the very end of that report that it's persistent in the environment. The Monsanto said it was not persistent. That should have been shut down as soon as that was found out, but we haven't, because we have global nations of crickets chirping away, thinking it's a warm summer night, everything's quiet and cool, the leaders are protecting you. And here they're killing us, all right? So moving on now, another interesting thing where glyphosate, and I think the World Health Organization does not, and I think they mentioned world, does not like, they called it carcinogenic. There was a big kind of dust up about that. We move into WHO. It'll just not like glyphosate, but it also doesn't like remdesivir. WHO rejects antiviral drug remdesivir as a COVID treatment. I think even they gave that to Trump. Well, why would they reject remdesivir? Well, because it would be a treatment for the symptoms that would compete with the brokerage of their jabs, the vaccines that they want so bad. WHO rejects antiviral remdesivir as a COVID treatment? In a review for several trials, the World Health Organization found that Gilead's drug did not improve survival rates for patients, nor did it help them recover. The World Health Organization on Thursday recommended against using antiviral remdesivir. And he said antiviral. Remember, this all stems from the AIDS nonsense as well, always. They move that up through. It's like AZT and AZD and all this other stuff they create. Again, just to drop products so that you'll take them up, no matter what they really do and what comorbidities they cause, that they'll also treat with their voodoo medicine. This drug has generated intense interest after treatment for COVID, only because it's a big fraud and anybody can throw anything at this. And now, again, I want you to continually understand these so-called vaccines are simply sniffly, stuffy head fever medicine things. They're not going to stop the problem. Why? Because there's no problem to stop. They're actually giving you something. But they can't stop the common cold. They don't even know how the thing moves around. And they can't stop influenza. Right? Of any form. And so this is the underlying thing. It's a fraud. The whole thing. I don't care what you call it. What you all need to do, when you see COVID, just say fraud. Just replace the COVID thing, the fraud. COVID, the fraud. Just fraud. Just replace it with fraud. It makes all the sense in the world once you reread the sentence. And so they're Who rejected an antiviral treatment? Because the jab is a treatment, not a cure. They can't do the cure. And it only lasts for, well, this, you're going to hear how they, what these things do. They really, in Russia, if you go to Russia, they're telling us the truth about their so-called vaccine. It only lasts about six months because it's not a cure of any sorts. It's just to reduce the symptoms. And if you're going to do that, as I said last week, you can go ahead and, yes, Grimner, as I look quickly over, fraud 19, not COVID, it's fraud 19. And you should have a couple lists of nuggets of bullet points that you put out to prove it. There's no infectious agent determined certified in any jurisdiction around the world. Isn't that fascinating to you? That doesn't fascinate you folks? And you're locked down underneath that where every jurisdiction I can find says they're supposed to? And now we have evidence that a governor won't even go answer to a mandate to justify itself? Itself, I said. It's a thing out there, folks. Moving on quickly here. Video I'll give you a link to, it shows a package from the AstraZeneca vaccine that they were trying. Remember, that I think that got pulled back. I don't know. I didn't go back and look at the current status. That had problems as well. But what was interesting, again, I've told you to read the product inserts. I told you to read about these. You have that in your mouth about the contraindications, one of which is probably death. Most of these are death. And the other one has other problems. You can just say, no, I'm not going to get it. I don't know that I'm not susceptible to these things right here. So fix these things right here, and then I'll revisit this question. But right now, the answer is no. Sickening COVID vaccine ingredients. It's asked, please watch and share the videos there. I just want to touch on some things that were talked about. I could not find the package, the box that they showed on the video. I could find some of the information. Ultimately, it says on the package they're using MCR5, and I'll get to that in a second. Well, I should just mention it right now. That's the human, Caucasian male fetal tissue is in this vaccine that they were trying. And all of them will have some form of these things in it. Even if this has been pulled back, the point about looking at this is that this was what the AstraZeneca company was going to test and did test. They found a problem. All the other ones are likely the same thing. You're looking for these things now as we move forward. And it also was talking about recombinant DNA. And I got some links for that. That is what is going on. Here we have, again, GMOs that are being injected by a DNA agent, the doctor, into a victim that's a DNA recipient, whose the GMO is transcribing the cells of those in the DNA recipient. Okay, that's what's happening. Your jabs are the pandemic to come, and they're going to be the novel pandemic because they are a GMO. They're not normal. They're not actually SARS-CoV-2. They're not coronavirus. They're an adenovirus. The very same thing the Russians got vilified for making, everyone else is actually making in that line of types of sniffly, stuffy, fever, head medicine type stuff, the over-the-counter thing. So very important video to watch. They have the videos. I went and I extracted some of the information. I didn't get all of it. You can try and do that. We're looking at what this stuff is. You want to have that first in your thoughts about how this works against us and what these people are practicing medicine. The governor's practicing medicine and talking about without a license as well. And their experts are not doctors necessarily either. We find that on the WHO, W-H-O, not the Rock Rupert of the Owl, but the head of that, just a philosopher. He calls himself a doctor, but he's not. See, these titles are all lies. They're all fictions. We say they're persona, if I ever get to that last tab. Okay? Well, so what is this? What was this AstraZeneca? It was called ChAdOx1nCoV-19. What is that? I thought maybe it comes from Africa, from Chad in Africa. Does that country still exist? At any rate, so I went looking. What is this? Well, is an upcoming, this ChAdOx1 is an upcoming, if approved vaccine, currently being investigated, the prophylaxis treatment given or taken to prevent disease against SARS-CoV-2, the thing they haven't proven or identified, actually. Which may be just a model on a computer and or maybe a GMO. Again, these are fabricated, emerging disease, pharmaceutically driven, created emerging diseases that the plan, again, happening everywhere, that an investigator, prosecutor would see as a plan, as a correlated plan, cohesive conspiracy, is being done here. SARS-CoV-2, which is invented by the team, and remember, they're all claiming SARS-CoV-2, and nobody's proving it, and there is no test. Don't ever forget right yet, there is no test. I don't care how many tests they say there are, there is no test. They're even calling them assays now. It was invented by the team at University of Oxford's professors, including Sarah Gilbert. Moving on. Next thing, I go to find another page. What's Chad Ox 1 mean? Is it from Africa? What is this? No, if you go over to their page, they'll tell you. It means chimpanzee adenovirus Oxford 1. You monkey humans. Chimpanzee adenovirus Oxford 1. Do you want to be injected by that? You monkey. Chad Ox 1 means chimpanzee adenovirus. Really? Okay, I didn't know that before. The name alone is just appetizing, isn't it? So this thing has the MRC5 diploid cell culture line in it, composed of fibroblasts, originally developed from the lung tissue of Martin, one of many oldest friends. The cell line was isolated by J.P. Jacobs and colleagues of in 1966, in the seventh population doubling of an original strain of MR5C cells. They're themselves known to each sentience of around 45 population doubling. Anyway, this is a male Caucasian 14-year-old, I understand, lung tissue DNA that they are transcribing into your cells. And they, even if they were to use it just to get it, they can't filter it out. And I think we go ahead and go on over to Clint Richardson's work, and he's told you that a lethal injection, another new thing coming out. So he also uses recombinant DNA, rDNA. rDNA, it's also, that's the hybrid molecules, and our DNA molecules formed by laboratory methods of genetic recombination. So these are novel, okay? These are the novel viruses that were telling that they thought that we are told is actually in the wild. No, all of this stuff that's novel, as I've said, novel is patentable. That's why they can make money on it. And then they throw everything at it. So now we want to keep moving here because that video talks about something that the UK government did, and the UK government has now requested appropriating something for these vaccines. And you should be astonished to hear that they already know these things are harmful. Where they say the procurement that they're asking for is that the MHRA, the agency in the UK, urgently seeks an artificial intelligence software tool to process the expected high volume of COVID-19 vaccine adverse drug reactions, ADRs, and ensure that no details from the ADR's reaction text are missed. So there's an admission they already know. This is the government supposed to help you, protect you? I don't think so. Where they are expecting high volumes of adverse drug reactions should be one of your pieces of paper to show maybe this is not something that you want, and they don't. No one has the right to inflict it upon you. I have two links of it, two references from it, so you can see we're just not whistling Dixie over here behind the woodshed. This is a real thing going forward across the countries. They mean you harm, and they mean to account to the harm. They want to use AI, which is nothing more than pattern recognition. It's not intelligence. They want to. That's a fraud on its face as well. But the UK procurement tells us they admit that these vaccines are going to harm people. Now, I don't know how much more unhappy about that you should be, and maybe even just a little bit ticked off. Enough to bring it up. Now, well, here's the problem with it. You don't bring that up you might get someone's attention, a seated decision detention for that, but that's not what you want to start with because you're then in mitigation. You bring it up to get their attention, and then you jump right to, besides, you aren't relying on a certification of an infectious agent. And so you jump right into where you need to go right after you get their attention. Okay, so here's the stuff. You just collect it up from the blogcaster when I get it done. If you're not typing it in right now and finding it for yourself, the internet is that wonderful thing. But I'm pulling together things for you to see are there that I find. It all comes together with thoughts I have during the week about what's coming on, what do I need to try and speak to. Moving forward now, while the WHO stops one treatment, The FDA doesn't care. They're going to start another one. The FDA approves emergency use of monoclonal antibodies for treatment of COVID-19. This is not even new news. They're just accepting it. I've talked to you about this here weeks ago about how this would be coming on. It says here the U.S. health officials have allowed an emergency use for the first monoclonal antibody drug to help the immune system fight COVID-19, an experimental approach against the virus that has killed more than 238,000 Americans. This is from Eli Lilly. They admit it's an experimental drug. They're doing this for emergencies. And so we have to start getting the idea they're claiming necessity and claiming it on a fraud. And so you got to have this understanding when you present what's going on, that they are running all these untested treatments through as an emergency measure for a fraud, not COVID, fraud 19. Thank you, Grimner. Fraud 19 symptoms. Symptoms. Did you hear that? Symptoms. They're nothing else. Symptoms. I mean, an aspirin does that. Some of you want to get over the counter. What about DayQuil or NyQuil? It depends, I guess, when you want to defend yourself. How about if you just go to some like vitamin D and zinc and magnesium and calcium and all that other cool stuff, vitamin C? How about if you try that? Those all limit. How about echinacea? How about that? That stops symptoms. But see, this FDA is not in it for that. They're in it to promote business. And it doesn't matter if it harms you. And they're going to run through necessities. And until people in this country and everywhere else understand this problem and out it, we're going to be suffering terribly. And as I said, as I broke into the broadcast, the vaccines will be the pandemic. They will be the novel. They will be the novel injection given to people who will shed it everywhere. And we're going to find out what this stuff does as we move here. But before I get there, the FDA also approves. So the WHO throws it out because it's going to be it's going to eliminate jabs. But this one they're probably going to agree with. FDA approves the first fraud 19 diagnostic test for at home use. So what do they need? I told you they need numbers. How much better? I told you this test was a pregnancy test. I hope not many people's rabbits were dying, but then we got proof. They actually finally told us it was a pregnancy test, the same style of test. This one now wants to convince you it's something a little bit different. And so the first at-home test now that we said it's going to be going down to, I hope you guys are impressed at how pregnant you all are, you guys out there, literally the guys. Now, this is gender. I hope you guys are understanding when you take the test and something positive, you're pregnant. Today, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration issued emergency use authorization necessity again for the first fraud 19 diagnostic test for self-testing at home and that provides rapid results. The Lucira COVID fraud 19 all-in-one test kit. Folks, I'm sorry. The more I've been reading about this, I'm actually busting up on a lot of stuff actually people selling me. It's really an ongoing joke. I shouldn't laugh at it because it's serious as heck, but it's an ongoing joke. We just read all these words. It's not a test. It's not a diagnostic test. It won't do anything. It's a promotion. But now we have another one coming at you. One all-in-one new and improved test kit. Why? Because they need your numbers. They need you to be testing. That's what drives this thing. Because it's not about cases. It's about numbers that they can probably show on the list. But it's a real-time loop-mediated amplification reaction single-use test that is intended to detect novel coronavirus, that's SARS-CoV-2 that causes COVID-19. All of that's a fraud, okay? Notwithstanding, they do tell you the novel coronavirus. I'm telling you, that may be made up. Even though it's a model, it's looks to be made up. Their test cannot test for this. But it's something new, real-time loop-mediated. Oh, this must be the technology of the future today and instantaneously. So let's go look at that. Reverse transcription loop-mediated isothermal amplification system for the detection of rabies virus was what came up for loop-mediated isothermal amplification, or LAMP, L-A-M-P-E, was developed by Notomi et al. 2000, and is a simple and rapid gene amplification technique. Can I say PCR, folks? Can I just jump in right here and say PCR? I don't care what label you put on it. I don't care what you describe the process. It's a PCR test. Let's read a little bit quickly down farther because I got to spend some time better elsewhere. due to the high amplification efficiency under isothermal conditions without the thermocycler used in PCR, is how they claim it's different. The detection limit in LAMP is higher than that in a conventional PCR, and the result is determined by the visual observer with the inclusion of reverse transcription, RT. The RT LAMP method has the potential to become a useful tool for the diagnosis of rabies, given its simplicity and reliability. It wasn't even set up to be for this virus, and yet you see the words reverse transcription with polymerase chain reaction technology. It's what I call the variant, and they have a different word for that. It starts with a D. Sorry, I missed that, but anyway, the differential. It's nothing more than the PCR in a new form. Okay, but it's the new and improved for numbers. Now we get it in your hand. I guess you pee on a stick now. I don't know. I hope the rabbits stop dying. Oh, wait, that's what the test did, didn't it? Saved the rabbits. False positive COVID results, hidden problems and costs. The Lancet finally comes out. You'll see an article here for now if you need the official experts. They're not liking either what's going on with this RT-PCR test. But they do make the fraudulent admissions that it's COVID is something. It should be a fraud 19. And that the SARS-CoV-2 caused it, but they talk about RNA here. And I wanted you to start focusing on the RNA because that seems to be going now where all the discussion is happening. And they admit here that there really is no single gold standard assay. Now, the CDC would argue with the Lancet here where it says that the PCR is the gold, the RT-PCR is the gold standard. And this is where the contention's starting. The point is, don't argue about the PCR. It's meaningless. And the first thing, reason why it's meaningless is because you aren't even, as an official, you're not even supposed to be looking at the PCR until you've done what, folks? By the statute that you all have studied, everybody did their book homework last week, went to their statutes on communicable disease and found the due process is required. Your book said, your statutes for what the official is supposed to do said what, folks? Okay, I'm a little bit cynical here about that happening. Anyway. What it told you was that they were supposed to determine an infectious agent. So until they do that, they have no jurisdiction to move further. They've got no authority to hear and determine. That's what jurisdiction does for a court. It gives them the power to hear and determine. When they can't find an infectious agent to underlie an epidemic that some medical doctor gave them that they thought was on the list, they have no jurisdiction. They don't even get to use the test. It's a tool. It's a thing that sits outside the room for them until they can make all the levers go correctly to pass the authority through to them after the report. So the Lancet's not happy with this. You'll see more evidence now. If we didn't understand that internationally, the disgrace of the American system, the beacon of democracy and justice, a disgrace comes out of at the hands of Portuguese appeals court that deems the PCR test unreliable. And for some really good reasons. And I want you to get this link. You have to go scroll down to see it. I was going to read, but I won't. There is important information because the Portuguese appeals court explains that it is meaningless, but more importantly, as importantly, it explains what the statutes you're going to read in your states are supposed to do. It explains that the medical doctor actually has jurisdiction and authority over the patient, which one of you knows was a response by your health authority that said that in response to you, who was not a patient, that their authority is over a patient. That was incorrect. The doctor has it by way it's supposed to really work, but they do look at the records of the patient. And so when you understand that you can't just throw this stuff together, then you have to actually separate it down. I've told you to set yourself into how these words actually say it's supposed to do on the ground. The report comes from the doctor. The doctor is over a privacy thing, is tending to the patient, which may have a communicable thing, which the local health official may have authority over, not the patient and the care. And so this is a critical view from Portugal. And thank you very much over there, whatever the lawyers who did this one there. Thank you very much for giving this forward. It's just taken this much time. And see what the process is supposed to do, and then go to your statutes and read for that. That's what I read. I read that too. Confirmation as well. For those of you afraid that you don't know, this here, more information to help you along, get you stepping to be confident that it's more what you're understanding than more what you're told. And so this is a very important case, actually, that I'll give you, the Portuguese court ruling against improper use of the PCR test. It said actually more. And I was going to read, but I won't. I don't have the time. Please get these. This explains to you how you can address, how you can read those, the black and white limitation on the officials that are acting without that limitation, and then you complain the government's not working, is really a fascination to me on top of that. But that's where you see it. And this court, Portuguese court, don't you understand that it's all model? All this stuff is model across the world. These health provisions are the same. That should empower everybody. You should be excited. You all could be working together. In fact, a couple of you come from countries. I'm humbled that you listen from other countries. I'm talking even countries that don't speak normal. Their language is not English. Boy, that's just like humbles me to no end. You got two languages, you know. And you listen behind the woodshed. And you're starting to apply that there. And you're finding the same stuff. You're finding out it's what your governments are a little bit different, so you have to work that out. But thank you very much for being interested in continuing to go forward, continuing to work out. You're finding out it's not a direct line to getting this stopped, but you're knowing that the black and white limitations are there. I don't care what government you're supposed to be in. If you're underneath the brand rule of law and democracy, they have the same provisions, or very clear, nearly so. But the Portuguese case will tell you a lot where you live. Don't disregard because it's sitting in Portugal. Now, moving on, in the annals of internal medicine, I don't even, what do I say about this stuff? I don't even want to read the titles. You'll get the link. This talks about the efficacy. I think it's a Dutch case. Talks about the efficacy of masks. Again, that's one removed from where you started. You should start at the determination or certification of the infectious agent by the copy and paste black and white words out of the statute, so there's no confusion, because some of you are learning when you don't hold hard to that, the answers come back really obscured and they give you a plausible excuse and you can't really use that. So here's the conclusion about the use of masks. The recommendation to wear surgical masks to supplement other public health measures did not reduce the SARS-CoV-2 infectious rate among wearers by more than 50% in a community with modest infection rates, some degree of social distancing, and uncommon general mask use. The data was compatible with lesser degrees of self-protection. If we needed more, the mask does nothing. It says so right on the label, but no one wants to read the label. Why? I don't know, folks. I'm just stunned at our just reticence to just protect ourselves on what's so simple. So there's a now this I understand this report was banned for a while. Now we get to see it. There's just nothing that's coming out that can be mitigating. Why? Well, SARS-CoV-2 infection is a fraud. They don't know that. And if they do know, then it's what? It's still a common cold. They can't stop those. And if it's worse, it's a bad flu, like one doctor you'll hear around. And now coming out as well, it's just a bad flu year. Where'd you hear that, folks, behind the woodshed months and months ago? Where have you all been, folks? Please. Please. And they look down, Grimner, pyrite standard. Yeah, the gold is, but it's like gold but worthless. Yeah, by the pyrite standard, it'd be a good way to change all this. The PCR is the pyrite standard. It'd be a fool's gold to believe in that standard. And so, masks. No, they just don't do it, folks. And we knew that before. If you don't listen to me, you go, another country is identifying the problem. This is a global imposition. Giuliani said, good investigators and prosecutors know when they see the consistency of modus of operation in many different areas, that's a plan. There's someone pulling it off. Read the new Wuhan study, asymptomatic COVID-19, fraud 19 patients, apparently not significant spreaders. Apparently not significant spreaders. I'm going to CherylAtkinson.com. She's been a pretty straightforward shooter here, journalist par excellence, if my memory is correct, for a long time, outing all this stuff for us. And so in a new study entitled Post-Lockdown SARS-CoV-2 Nucleic Acid Screening, that's PCR, in nearly 10 million, folks, 10, listen to this, 10 million residents of Wuhan, China, If you don't think the population, 92% of the population got tested, if you don't think that's a fearful nation, and you think you're a little different, think again. 10 million people got tested. Nearly 10 million people got tested. They are a feared people, a scared to beat heck. The findings appear to be good news from the standpoint of asymptomatic spread and the length of immunity after infection. There really isn't much, folks. And if we can even give it to the test that SARS-CoV-2 can be tested for, they found out that there was actually no viral infectious rate after a certain short time. According to the study, more than 9.8 million Wuhan, China residents, parenthetically, where COVID-19 is believed to have originated. See, honest journalism, believed. No local jurisdiction and anywhere other than there can accept that. They were supposed to find the infectious agent or principal contagion or whatever they want to call it in your state, and they were supposed to determine that scientifically. Not accept the words of a potential enemy, economic or otherwise, or even a friend, okay, folks? You're supposed to find it out for yourself if you're sick. And the duty on the local health administrator was to check for that, make sure that they weren't shucking and jiving everyone else. But they believed to be originated, underwent testing between May 14th to June 1st, folks. How long ago already? To measure the infection rate of the community. Among the findings of the 9 million people who had not previously contracted COVID-19 were not affected at the time of testing. 300 people tested positive, but no symptoms. 1,174 close contacts of asymptomatic patients all tested negative. It goes, study control measures were imposed by Wuhan between January and April. They're testing after this. When you go and you read the study, you find that there was no infectious rate early after that. What were they telling us? Ours was just kicking in then, wasn't it? And it's gone on and on and on and on. And here's a study. I got the link for that too. But they talk about how that. They're just the prevalence of SARS-CoV-2, one of the ratings here, infection of Wuhan, was therefore very low 5 to 8 weeks after the end of the lockdown. 5 to 8 weeks max, done. What about you now, folks? Even if we give them credit for it, we say it all happened. You know, in the second wave, they predicted, showing methodology across every globe. There's a plan, a centralized plan. And they're going through it. That's influenza, when I told you they would be using it and they would switch, I said they're going to use the influenza for the COVID. Now that's what they've done. You can't even really find anything different now. All the tests are now, what they do, they brought out the multilateral assay or whatever to look at all of them now because they were never different. False positive PCR results linked to administration of seasonal influenza vaccine. Listen, folks, false positive PCR results linked to administration of seasonal influenza vaccine. A friend of mine sent this. Thought I'd get a kick out of it. I was laughing through this entire one. What they found out in this test, you'll read, they did tests of swabs, and they found there's cross-contamination. Cross-contamination from, and I think this was the nasal application. They were, in this case, it was interesting, be able to identify two particular companies. They took those as samples. Standards, which interestingly the PCR would be able to amplify because why? As a research tool, when you start with a pure form of something and it's a very small amount, the PCR is the tool to amplify it so you have something to work with when you know what it is. This case, they actually did that as a standard, but then they were looking into the wild, which the PCR can't work because it's a garbage can. You're just going to amplify anything from any source and any cause. They found here, when you take the PCR test where you've had the vaccines going on, that there's cross-contamination. They've also found out that when they tried to see how long this stuff stays so-called alive, viable, it was beyond 66 days. They never found the time. So when you go in and take, you know, area that has had, in this case, a vaccine program going on, they were finding cross-contamination causing positive PCR tests. I want to extend your idea out. When you have shedders of colds going around to these areas, coughing and sneezing and sniffling and whatever the heck you do, because you do it, it's just the nature of the influenza beast and the common cold. You think that's any different than the shedders of their colts being sprayed around that could last. They found 66 days. Now, I want to offer something, too. The so-called viruses, as I told you, if you think about them, as another colleague of mine and friend explained that he did in the military when they had war games about bioweapons, he said he was able to defeat the whole of the condition by characterizing a virus as a chemical weapon. Well, now that makes sense that the chemical weapon lasts for 66 days, as if there's nothing there to dilute it or to, in fact, they did dilutions and it still wasn't enough, or disable it in some regard, which they talk about in this report too. There are certain things you can do to disable the infectious, so-called infectious ability, but not everything works, and not everything works 100% of the time. That multiple treatments still may not take away the effectiveness of this little particle. It's really not necessary. It's deemed to be alive, but I've told you it's more chemical. And if it's a chemistry, and it just sits there without any other ability to neutralize it, it would be viable as a chemistry wherever it touched the, and it deals in protein destruction or the nases to destroy enzymes, to break down proteins, and then uses a chemical reduction, if you will, going through into the system. That would explain why this thing is not, it's not freeze-dried. It's not preserved in any way. It's just out in the environment, and they're viable for 66, more than 66 days. I just want to have you think why I was laughing. This would destroy, because one of the main problems with doing the tests, so-called, for the PCR, five steps in getting the sample can be interfered by this very process that they found here. Guess when they found this out? The cross-contamination. As a painter, we would have called overspray. Something you don't want to do. In fact, I think our spray company was probably cleaner than these labs were relative to what this study says. We couldn't afford overspray. We had none. But in your PCR test, a little bit of overspray they accept and they call that positive, and you get sick, and then they say you got to be cleanly, that the labs themselves become the problem if the pickup point wasn't the problem. But this test, they understood this way back in March of 2012. And I hearken back to the discussion I had about where four or five states knew about the whooping cough, that have all locked everybody down. They knew that before the PCR test was invalid then. Same thing here. What if you're... all your people, your world, your human contagions rocking around with the common cold, the flu, whatever they're doing, spraying everywhere, landing on the ground, laying everywhere, and you walk into this environment, an environment that this study shows in 2012 is susceptible to cross-contamination. And do you think there's anywhere in the world you're not going to get cross-contamination? I don't know where to place that. This is the problem. In fact, I was coming up through high school and stuff, was really good at it. I remember cleaning your weapons, your Bunsen burners and all your beakers and all that, the weapons you use there. All the tools you're using to do chemistry had to be absolutely clean. Same thing in biology. That we aren't even seeing that they're taking care in the labs right now that level. We did more in high school chemistry and biology cleanliness than I see in these labs, in the environment. It's fascinating to watch. They've known since 2012, like other things, and this was all done for the pig's fly flu at that time as well, that there was cross-contamination. It's almost impossible to get away from. And along the lines of thinking on this stuff and then coming up to the idea the jab is really going to be the next pandemic, that they inject people and they make all these people who get the jab spreaders of something that they don't know is going to affect them good or bad or indifferent, and is only going to be a treatment for the sniffy, you know, the symptoms, not really a cure. My thought was that the next step would be programming people to want Santa to bring them the jab. And my mind said I would see pictures of Santa with the bag, his red bag full of needles, ready to give presents of the jab to get you to want Santa to come save you. And it wasn't just a couple days later, I see this tweet, the brainwashing, predictive programming, and fear mongering today continues today. Today's paper, newspaper, absolutely disgusting, long live the people, the phrase, but it, the phrase of the statement of the newspaper says, all I want for Xmas, all I want for Xmas is the gift of the jab. All right, it's not Santa in his bag full of needles. It's a family, it's a woman, an old man, a woman with two babies, children. All right, all I want for Christmas, Xmas, is not even Christmas, Xmas is the gift of the jab. They're already promoting this thing as a thing you want, as a gift. Again, the logical progression, once you sit down and think about it, to what's going to happen if these people are on a plan, again, an investigator, prosecutor looking, and they see you can predict the next step. It has to be a plan coming from somewhere. There's a central place it's coming from. And then last week, coming off of the broadcast, I found this link came to me through the chat, I believe. Again, Frumpy was, I think Frumpy's up in Kanukistan. He was saying, I think it was Ottawa or Ontario is going into some serious problems. And then Trudeau steps up in a conference. We're just going to play a little bit, and I want to show you. This is for real what's happening. This is the plan. These people have been moving. I told you what Greta didn't get. These people are going to get through COVID, and they're going to use it in an advantageous way. Here's the statement. When Trudeau is explaining in a conference, that was a UN event, he explains the very condition.
States, we're working on concrete options that will help build a more resilient world for the short, medium, and long term. The global community must not give up on the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and the SDGs. In fact,
okay, SDGs, Sustainable Development Goals. This is the Trudeau out of Canada explaining, no one did like Stephen Harper did, that this is the focus of what they're doing. They're advancing this thing forward. I know that was a short clip, but I just want to point out, this is not conspiracy theory ideas. These are people in conspiracy across the globe executing a plan right now, and they all have the same focus. Right? So out of his own mouth. Now, who is also coming up at the same time to let us know? I don't even know why this... He reminds me of somebody who would be the evil do in a James Bond flick. In fact, he looks kind of like that as well. I'm going to give him the name now because he focuses on promoting stakeholders, as I've talked to you all about, and I told you about the origins and what that is. A stakeholder is like Genghis Khan and his horde standing at your door. In this case, they're actually standing in your kitchen. And so I'm going to give this next guy the name Genghis Khan Klaus. Klaus Schwab is this guy's name. He's coming up. I don't even know why he's showing up now. He's part of he created the World Economic Forum, one of the underlying players for all of this. Klaus Schwab. Genghis Khan. He's a stakeholder. He promotes being a stakeholder. These are the people that claim to come to your door with a problem. And if you don't agree with working with them, they will destroy you. And they do it by many different facets. He comes in the news this week. Klaus Schwab, the Great Reset, now, will lead to a fusion of our physical, digital, and biological identity. Globalist, Klaus Schwab, Genghis Khan Klaus. This guy means, this can't mean you any good when you start seeing this stuff. He's explaining the same words. He's explaining now what Trudeau is going to say. You're going to see an article right after this where people are tying this together. If we would just understand it is, I really want to make this clarification. The Great Reset's not a reset. It's the ongoing transformation. They want to make it sound like it's a new start. It's not. It's an old thing, an old world thing coming back in to lock everybody down in a new way. Globalist Klaus Schwab made it clear that transhumanism is an integral part of the Great Reset when he said that the fourth industrial revolution, the fourth wave we've heard a long time ago, it's right here, folks, was a lead to a fusion of our physical, digital, and biological identity, which in his book he clarifies as implantable microchips that can read your thoughts. And this article is a bit terrifying in a way when you get down to what they really plan on doing. how integrated they are, but it's nothing new we haven't heard, actually. It's just someone now, it's not being hidden anymore. And you really need to understand what you're looking at, the fusion of physical, digital, and biological identity. And as I watch these things, these articles come by, they come together in groups and patches and confirmations and things. There is also discussions from people that offer things. Here, the Great Reset fraud. Someone's already seeing it. They're watching it like I would. This is like even this is a fraud, but it's like high. It's beyond crime. This is the highest crimes you can imagine, coming underneath a benefice. And I also want you to consider who these people think they can think for you what is best. And so there's nothing that says these people, and I want you to understand this. Even let's just focus in on what our Constitution say, that the government secures to us certain things. These people want to secure you like a prisoner, not secure to you. And they're not even governments. And the governments are buying into this nonsense, and you're allowing it. And one writer says, many false solutions will be presented as society wakes up to the burning building it is trapped in, and unless our minds have become aware of the false of those false solutions, not to mention those arsonists managing the fire from the top, then many well-intentioned souls from all walks of life may sign onto their own death warrants and to accidentally usher in a solution far worse than the disease they sought to remedy. That's the plan, folks, the way they do that. Before you, dear reader, accuse me of being overly dramatic in my claim, let me bring to your attention the June 3rd event sponsored by the World Economic Forum entitled The Great Reset, featuring impassioned calls by leaders of the IMF, World Bank, UK, US, corporate and banking sectors to take advantage of COVID-19 to shut down and reset the world economy under a new operating system entitled the Green New Deal. WEF, this is the World Economic Forum founder and executive chairman, Klaus Schwab. Klaus Kahn Schwab said the world must act jointly and swiftly to revamp, it's not a reset, revamp all aspects of our societies and economies, from education to social contracts and working conditions. Every country, from the United States to China, must participate, and every industry from oil to gas tech must be transformed. In short, we need a great reset of capitalism. Now, understand, in the United States, I don't think we've really seen capitalism where we had this debt that was never substantially set. The only real value is in the wealth. The wealth is in the property, and like for gold, would be in the land. It's the bank, the literal bank that we would mine gold from. That's where wealth is. They're talking economy is not wealth. And so don't think that we've lived under real capitalism when you can hand people things that's intangible, non-capital, and think we're living in that world. We're not anymore. And we have it for a while, but they want to move it and transform us and move us even further by, you see, everyone that's involved. So there was a document that he wrote, COVID-19, the Great Reset. You're supposed to be able to buy it on Amazon. Somebody posted it on the internet. I'll have a link for you if you want to read some of this stuff. That the book explains, if you understand, if you can discern what you're reading, this is a manual for how they're going to do it, even though it speaks as if when you read it on the surface, it's talking like it's caring and reasoned. If you look at these, what they show of the vulnerabilities, they explain what's happened in the past, you'll realize they're telling he's writing to tell everybody, we're going to use these things in history to exploit again and cause the change. These things that people rely on, we're going to exploit to our benefit, to make this transformation. Reading from a couple sections of the book, but deep existential, like these are things that are beyond us to deal with. We're going to have, there be all of so-called humanity has to come together to this threat that's beyond us to defeat it. Doesn't exist, folks. These are all lunatics that are making up these paranoids in their mind. but they want to speak like they have something to do, and they've been placed in, I don't know where their compact is, it says they were to secure everybody like a prisoner, or to even to secure to you anything. But they'll speak that way, and they'll give their authority out. But this is an instruction manual if you understand how to read through what they're saying. But it says here, but deep existential crisis also favor introspection and can harbor the potential for transformation. It comes out again, over and over. The whole thing is about transformation, not reset, when you look carefully. The fault lines of the world, most notably social divides, lack of fairness, absence of cooperation, failure of global governance and leadership, now lie exposed as never before, and people feel the time for reinvention has come. Do you think that's the case? No, folks, I don't think so. I think they're just making this up. He makes a place for himself for those that would think so in order to enter in. Going on, a new world will emerge, the contours of which are for us to imagine and to draw. At the time of the writing of this book, June 2020, the pandemic continues to worsen globally. Many of us are pondering when things will return to normal. The short response is, never. Nothing will ever return the broken sense of normalcy that prevailed prior to the crisis, because the coronavirus pandemic marks a fundamental inflection point in our global trajectory. The last time I looked, folks, the Earth went around the sun. It wasn't on any good trajectory. What they're going to impose is a new style of oppression. And they're going to use this COVID pandemic fraud to do so. They mentioned right before this, and this is just in the introduction, that they reference prior plagues in history change society, and so they're going to use one today to change societies again toward what they want. The future we want is not the one that you need. And so they say right here that there's the transformation. They're going to use this whole thing in order to move it forward. They actually state in this, I think it's the introduction here, they actually state that their COVID actually is nothing. It actually is nothing. And they are still going to use it because you believe it's something. You go down farther in the document, and you'll read, go down in the document further, way near the end. Two points are pertinent. Now, this is the points that they're going to say is important, but listen to them very carefully. Two points are pertinent to the Great Reset in this, and this is what I've started to read. This is your end to stop it, and so you interfere with this, and you interfere with this whole plan. And this is what I start to focus on, how do we do all that in simple ways. Two points are pertinent to the Great Reset in this. One, our human actions, your animal actions and reactions, are not rooted in statistical data, but are determined instead by emotions and sentiments. Narratives drive our behavior. Narratives drive our behavior. What are they putting? This live exercise is a narrative. We've read the word in the Rothschild Foundation, I think it was. Remember? So they're telling you a rule. Our animal actions are rooted in emotion and sentiment, and they're driven by narratives that they get you to buy into. Number two, and as our human condition improves, our standards of living increase, and so do our expectations of a better and fairer life. Those narratives drive you to believe the carrot that they're offering is better than the condition of you protecting you and your property underneath a standard objective basis, and then they get you to move into something that's greener, the greener grass on the other side of the fence, and then they club you like baby seals when they get you to crawl over there. That if you can interfere with the animal nature to buy into their enticements and inducements, you will interfere with this reset. And the only way I know to do that, I guess I shouldn't say so absolutely only, but pretty much the only way, is to interfere with the law, because they don't come by the law. They come by getting you to be acting out. When you watch all that thing I just read about this thing, the strife in the world, the list, is what you've watched over the summer. They were having people act out. It's all not real. and I've asked you to do certain things, and people are reticent to do it, but you're going to have to do it, otherwise this is coming on to you. The absolute prerequisite of, as I read a little bit further down, for a proper reset is greater collaboration and cooperation within and between countries. There is your planner. The same thing happening within the countries and external to the countries is that statement right there. This is the plan right here that they're moving through. It's printed late. This was based before, but this is the objective evidence. The proper reset, it's greater collaboration. When I've talked to you about collaboration, collaboration is that alternative dispute resolution process that defeats you. Cooperation, also, it's what the agencies, collaboration and cooperation is what an agency, a subpart of a government, uses to defeat you. When the Jefferson Mining District, when I understood that and we got the generous Jefferson Mining District to fire up, we could be representing, be considered, acknowledged as a government. It's foreign to the state and the federal government, acknowledged back in 1866, that we were a separate entity. We could then be the third party, if you will, to look at collaboration and cooperation, because we couldn't. When you do, you get subsumed by the authority of the agency, is what these non-governmental agencies are doing. You subvert their efforts by stopping collaboration and cooperation. How do you do that? You assert law. Because they bring the alternative, which is adjunct policies. And so you see right in their plan, what I've been telling you to do is admitted to be their Achilles heel. And you can subvert this whole thing right there if you would just do it. Just understand what I'm saying and focus your energy. Stop being afraid. Stop coming up with every other thing to not do. And focus on this to stop these guys. You can stop the reset. They admit it right here on a couple of these points. The 2 points and the prerequisite for proper reset. You take their knees out by denying them the ability to insinuate themselves in and suggest that there's no objective basis for you to follow. But what I'm talking about now is property, your rights, and the subversion of that under a color of authority that they're creating. That's all a felony, too, those felonies I keep telling you about. This is no new news, actually. I'm pointing to you that their documentation is telling you what I've been telling you is their Achilles heel. You can take them down. You just have to know where those Achilles heels, the Achilles heel is, and execute against it. This is not really rocket science, actually. These people are really evil, genius, brilliant, but they're not that brilliant. As you'll hear in Giuliani's statements, I refer back to that. He says these people were good, but they weren't that good. We caught them. And so we're going to see what he caught. But I can tell you this is a fact. You caught them. I've caught them. You've caught them. If you would just start to move forward to do so. Great Reset Mastermind suggests risk assessment brain scans before allowing travel. If you didn't think this is going to, that the vaccine's going to end it, well, you're going to hear that it don't. Do you think this is over? No. Trudeau said that they're going to take advantage. This book says they're going to take advantage of the COVID like any other plague has. Even they fabricated it because of that. It was an ability to do this myth and get everybody to fear the boogeyman, and they can lead you by your fear to do the things they want. They feed into your animal nature. You act out, and they move through the collaboration and cooperation process to defeat you. And all of that is you not asserting your law, the law that sits there to secure to you your stuff, as you see your Constitution state, but give lip service to. But here it is, risk assessment. What have I talked to you about? Forever these people do. How I talked about the fire policy. It's fire management. They do it by risk assessment. All their new maps are risk assessment maps. It's like insurance companies. They're gauging how you're going to, the temperature, your attitude, how you're responding to this. And if you don't, they just continue to move. Now they're going to do this with brain scans, like feeling the bumps on your head with digitals, I guess, digital technology. Great Reset Mastermind suggests. But again, it's on a suggestion you're going to agree, or your officials are going to agree, without basis. But they're going to do it anyway. They're going to move beyond COVID. It's going to be an afterthought, and they're going to be already in habit. And you're not stopping it. The Great Reset Mastermind. No, we got the central player here. They admit it. What Giuliani was saying, if you see a plan across the whole world and it's all the same, it must be coming from a central place. Now he's known as the mastermind, Klaus Schwab. Santa Klaus gained its swab, I suppose, suggests a number of draconian measures for controlling the population under the umbrella of the Fourth Industrial Revolution. And that's really an incorrect statement, but he's making that statement, including risk assessment brain scans to cross borders and implantable chips to read people's thoughts. All right, same story as before. Now they're telling you it's for real. This is moving on. He's been saying it. It's in the plan. It's how they're going to move the fusion of you into the new human, the transhumanist. Okay, and if you didn't think that was enough, the WHO dude Tedros, who's not a doctor, I guess he's more of a philosopher, calls himself a doctor, doesn't have any right to practice medicine on you, but will have state authority, which you can buy into, I suppose. The only way to stop this is to attack your local officials because they took his advice and it was fraud. Tedros went on to add in this the statement that he made that the vaccine will be first administered to high-risk populations, including healthcare workers, leaving a lot of room for the virus to move. He then warned that the surveillance on COVID-19 situations will need to continue even after the vaccine is made. So they're telegraphing this isn't going to stop. The vaccine doesn't stop any. It actually starts it because now you've got the stuff in your system they can track. And so move on now. Altogether comes out. Spiro Skouras comes out with a report that he found some stuff together. I pull it up for you. It proves this out. They're going to be moving the fusion of all this technology. He writes here, recently the United Nations had some big announcements that went largely unnoticed, including the rollout of biometric digital wallet. Digital wallet, folks, I've been telling you about this blockchain stuff, the chaining of you, and an announcement that one of its specialized agencies, the International Civil Agency Organization, is one step closer to an internationally recognized digital travel credential. As reported by the biometric update, this particular UN biometric digital wallet is intended for UN employees, and it can be used for data related to human resources, medical status, travel, payroll, pensions. And he says it's going to be the fusion of blockchain, AI, and 5G. Let's stop reading there. I pulled up where I could more links for you that pull this all together. They're moving the fusion of all the things that Santa Claus Genghis Schwab said into fruition. It's happening right now. They say that it's for the UN, employees. There's nothing stopping this from moving on, and the infrastructure and capacity has been built in to allow it to move pretty quickly. What do you think the real ID was is actually the precursor to as well? A solution combining biometrics, blockchain, and mobile technology developed by the UN personnel for UN personnel by the UN Digital Solutions Center, UNDSC, has won a technological challenge, the AGANA agency has announced. Well, be careful on where they win these challenges. Like we found the Nobel Peace Prize seems to be a political prize now that we finally can see pretty clearly. It's just to move the agendas forward. These are just self-reflective promoters of this problem. The UNDSC is a pilot project of the World Food Program and the UNHCR with the operational support of the UNICC intended to create digital solutions to help UN agencies with common operational and transactional tasks. This is the starting of the core of what they're doing to practice. They move it out from there, and you notice it's already in the World Food Program. I told you the Modernization Acts are screaming through this right here, now being implemented, as I told you back in, I think, 2012 or before. Now we move on to what was in this Spiro's, what he found, to give you some links for it, that already in Canada, you think it's, you know, I was saying it's moving fast, and Frumpy in the chat room was saying it's moving really, really fast. He didn't expect that, he thought maybe someone would stop it. No, Accuant joins Canada's digital ID organization to impact a more secure future. Again, it's not securing to you anything, it's securing you. Now, what this company does, I have some more links from their website, and a couple stories for it, we're going to kind of go through really quickly, is they are integrating already in Canada, and this is not going to be the only company, but this is what they're going to do. This is the fusion of your life in document authentication, behavioral data, biometric verification, device verification, liveness detection, transaction, you got to make sure you're a live victim, transaction monitoring, email, phone, and address verification, digital footprint, IP geolocation, sanctions, screening, and PEPs. If you didn't understand, this is a prison, a digital prison. This is the transhumanist condition. They're now out to show you this is what they do. Another link. The areas of your life, retail sharing, economy and telcos, finance, banking and payments and fintech, government and border control, healthcare practices and services, hospitality, gaming and entertainment, automotive transportation, consumer, IAM, and visitor management. All parts of your life, and you'll notice production's not part of this. Okay, so let me just go quickly here. How do I get to this one now? This is the fusion of what we heard some video produce, and I'm going to play a little bit of it. Well, maybe I'll play the whole thing quick. It's only a couple minutes. But what we were told in the Bar Association members ACLU was explaining might be the future.
Pizza Palace, guaranteed hot in 30 minutes or it's free. This is Mary. May I take your order?
Hi, Mary. Yes, I'd like to order.
Is this Mr. Kelly?
Yes.
Thank you for calling again, sir. I hear your national identification number is 610-204-9998-45-54610. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Kelly. I see you live at 736 Montrose Court, but you're calling from your cell phone. Are you at home?
I'm just leaving work, but I'm...
Oh, we can deliver to Bob's Auto Supply. That's at 175 Lincoln Avenue, yes?
No, I'm on my way home. How do you know all this stuff?
We just got wired into the system, sir.
Oh, well, I'd like to order a couple of your double meat special pizzas.
Sure thing. There'll be a new $20 charge for those, sir.
What do you mean?
Sir, the system shows me that your medical records indicate that you have high blood pressure and extremely high cholesterol. Luckily, we have a new agreement with your national health care provider that allows us to sell you double meat pies as long as you agree to waive all future claims of liability.
What?
Do you agree, sir? You can sign the form when we deliver, but there is a charge for processing. The total is $67 even.
$67?
Well, that includes the delivery surcharge of $15 to cover the added risk to our driver of traveling through an orange zone.
I live in an orange zone?
Now you do. Looks like there was another robbery on Montrose yesterday. You could save $48 if you ordered our special Sprout submarine combo and picked it up yourself. Comes with tofu sticks. Those are very tasty, sir. Good value, too.
But I want double meat.
Well, I'm sure you can afford the $67, then. You just bought those tickets to Hawaii. They weren't cheap, eh? Oh, but I see you checked out the budget beach bum at the library last week. Up to you, sir.
All right. I'll get the Sprout subs.
Good choice, sir. Gotta watch that waist if you're hitting the beach, eh? 42 inches. Wow. Man, I'd say tofu and Sprouts is, like, required.
That's how much?
Just between you and me, there's a $3 off coupon in this month's Total Men's Fitness magazine. Your wife, Betty, subscribes to that, right? Anyhow, clip that and it's $19.99 even. Whoa, looks like you maxed out on all your credit cards. Bring cash, okay?
Want to stop this from happening?
It says, want to stop this from happening. They did this years ago, the ACLU. Want to stop this? Do you think that the attorneys, after watching what the attorneys have done with COVID, do you think that they're actually going to help you stop anything? The ACLU promoted this as being the future, as a joke. It's reality. They say, here, want to stop this from happening? Guess what comes up underneath that video? You don't have the video here, but guess what the words that come up after that? They tell you, you want to stop this, to take action. I'm so happy to see that, because that's what I've been trying to tell you. You're going to have to take action if you want to stop this. That's the only thing that this video says, but it has the future. I don't remember when this was actually put out. I don't see the date of its posting. This was done years and years ago. Bar Association knows, remember, since 1991, they're officially on record, House delegates' resolutions that they have were to promote sustainable development, SDGs, that you heard coming down, which we now see the mastermind to this conspiracy is Santa Claus, Genghis Schwab. Okay, so if you thought that this was just a passing fad, please shake yourself from that delusion. Step up and take action. If it's not what I'm suggesting, maybe find another way, and I'd like to know if it's better, let me know, because I need to tell people you have the better way. I've been able to identify for years and years the Achilles heel of many forms of this, but we're in the day that now, even in Kanukistan, it's overwhelming the tsunami of destruction that's coming, and as fast as that would be, that was watched. You watch the ocean go out, and then all of a sudden the tsunami's on you, and you're wondering what's going to happen. The point is, take action. Most people won't. This is not going away. I don't know what more to say about it. We now have the guy who did the master plan. We now have the knowledge that it's happening everywhere. We just give Giuliani a little bit of credit to be a prosecutor and an investigator who prosecuted a bunch of things, who has an insight on how to identify criminal conspiracies. If you don't see the consistency across even the United States of America of the criminal conspiracy where no official identified infectious agent for something, we see Santa Claus Genghis Schwab stating is going to be used to destroy you. And these people aren't looked at as aiding and abetting that overthrow and occupation and destruction. I don't know what more evidence, what else to say. And this, I guess, where I start to wonder, why am I even talking anymore? Who am I talking to? The evidence is clearly there to see. Some avenues of redress are there to do. The fear shouldn't be in doing those. The fear should be in not doing those. If it's fear at all. I mean, again, this is we play games with ourselves. There's really nothing going on. They're just constraining how you will do your life and your things and the things that you'll be able to do. And they do it incrementally. So it's, again, the frog in the boiling pot syndrome. And so please understand today, and I got through them all. I got all through the tabs, went right through. There's a lot to pick up. A lot to pull together. You go to the blogcaster, you get all the links. It's going to take a while to put those up. This is the fact of what's going on, how fast it's moving, and it's a universal movement. If I can hearken back again from the beginning of the broadcast and then relate you over to Tennessee, the mandamus where the governor is in default because they don't dare answer that very concisely stated petition, which is, for anyone else, refined can be refined even less for you, particular to removing the unwarranted restraint on your liberty due to a fraud under color of authority, which isn't there. Okay? That's your felonies for extortion and coercion and then conversion of your life over into something, a transformation that has no political authority whatsoever. So I want to move real quickly here, and I might be able to finish them all. Something came up, and it was related to how they treat us in the human, how they treat you, which is not you. And you take, and this is the other thing, you're afraid because it's you. Well, you're going to have to go defend that. That's probably the real fear. You're finally going to have to stand up for the first time in your life on something you really believe in. You're going to have to really believe it. You're going to have to be convicted in that, and you're going to have to move. Sidney Powell, one thing I get from her, she has a righteous indignation. She knows something, folks. I would, without ever meeting her, I'd trust her a bit long way, even though she's an attorney. She doesn't seem to be the normal type. She seems to be that advocate of good, if you will, and I don't know. Maybe I'm misperceiving this. But anyway, these are the kind of people, if she's true to that, if that's what she is, this is what we have to become. I don't know about their cause and all, but I know that character, if you will, that, what we're going to say, the persona, the person. What we see, not her, she's inside that, is the same thing as you. What you present is not you. You have to are the animating force. You are the animating force. I talk about my friends for years and years and years. We had this little statement. They deal with us in a false front, which was relevant to this the mask they're making you wear. Now it was Acts 10:34. Then Peter opened his open mouth and said, "Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons." And I want to go, a friend of mine reminded me of this. I did doing some research. Again, we periodically return to this to understand it. Very interesting what link he sent me. Etymology dictionary. Relative to the word person. Just add persona. It's not what it is. It's not what you are. But this is how they treat you in the legal. And this is what you're actually being presented from or at. And this word, as I read through this next link, a person with an S-O-U-N in the spelling from circa 1200. So these are all like recent words as well, if you will, if 1200 is recent. Person, quote, an individual, a human being. So right here we see the connection toward the humanism, because if you look at the Acts, it talks about a person. They speak of it in defining it as a, you're not looked at in the costume that you present. You're going to be looked at for who you really are. But this is in terms of individual and human. The humanist is speaking here, not man or woman. From the old French, personne, a human being, anyone, a person. So we have person. We haven't got to the point, but human being is tied to this person, this term person. And directly, 1200 to modern French personne, and directly from Latin persona, human being, person, personage, a part in a drama, assumed character. Let me offer the word character in Bouvier, I think it's Bouvier's, 1856, means obligation. So you see, the content of your character that MLK was fraudulently exposing to everybody was actually you're going to be dealt with in the terms of your obligation to the society, which shouldn't exist, but there it was. Your assumed character, right? This is all imposed upon you by this adjustment to the big persons, which, if you're looking at, if you look from the context of God, would be looked right through. Your costume is going to be looked right through. We get an idea of what a persona is, or what a person is. It's the assumed character. So all these people that are on the stage, the drama, the world is a stage. Originally, mask, it's assumed character, originally a mask, a false face, such as those of wood or clay, covering the whole head, worn by actors in the late Roman theater. If that doesn't respond to you today, what they're doing, they're putting a mask on you. Not only do they treat you as a person, they call you a person, and they tell us in 1971, they pulled that out into the legal because to remove, if you will, to remove what? The gender. Why, I can't understand why there's any gender discussion in the legal anymore. It wasn't even in 1971, but that's what they say here. But this is a person is a mask. You wear a person hanging from your ears today. It's to cover you. It's to put a barrier between you and your law, to you and what is true. And you will agree to it. You will agree. You'll deny the person they identify for you in legal, and then you'll agree to put one on your face. They'll agree to be something other than you are, a character. And just reading this stuff again in the proper context, fascinating what they're getting us to do, if you will. Human, humanistic, we can go satanic. They cover you. They're telling you to cover yourself, to be a person, a character of yourself. And if you don't stand up, you don't take it off, you're done. You're done this way. They've got you psychically. They have you. Thank you very much for what you do at reallibertymedia.com. I'll get that out. UCY.TV, Jules, thank you very much. Sound Minds, I do appreciate everything you do there and all the commenters there. Minds, BitChute, everything you do everywhere. Normalization of Ignorance, thank you all for what you do. I'll be with you next week. Tech Diffs, or nature willing.
Another lesson. I hope with today's information you can take it to those that misbehave. from behind the woodshed, leaving his mark on the beast. This is Hal Anthony. Till next time, Journey with Purpose.
Up a can of whoop-ass feels like.
Son, they just opened a whole case of whoop-ass.